This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden suggests he has a path around Congress to get more aid to Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last week's deal to keep the government open did not include the $13 billion in supplemental aid the president's seeking, with several Republicans like Jim Jordan against it.
The most pressing issue on Americans' minds is not Ukraine.
At the White House.
It does worry me.
But the president says there's a plan B. So what would that look like?
He's going to speak to this when he's ready to do so.
The president and spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre say he's planning a major speech on Ukraine and remains confident the money will flow. With top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer saying most lawmakers are on board. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, over 1 million bullets are on the way to Ukraine thanks to a U.S. Navy seizure from an Iranian ship. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
Russia has long turned to Iranian-made drones to attack Ukraine. Now Ukrainian forces will be using bullets seized from Iran against Russia troops. A U.S. Navy ship seized the 1.1 million rounds off of a vessel that was being used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to arm Houthi rebels in Yemen's civil war. The rounds are standard for the Soviet-era Kalashnikov assault rifles that some Ukrainian military units still rely on. The transfer comes at a time when Republican congressional support for Ukraine is in question after the ouster of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump was back in a New York courtroom Wednesday for the third day of a trial based on a lawsuit alleging fraudulent business practices. New York State Attorney General Letitia James is accusing Trump and other defendants, including two of his adult sons and his companies, of fraudulently inflating the value of their assets to obtain favorable loans and insurance deals. This is VOA News. Trump has complained that his court appearances are distractions for his White House reelection campaign, but as AP correspondent Julie Walker explains, they are central to the campaign.
The Republican presidential frontrunner is in New York for the opening of a civil fraud trial accusing him of grossly inflating the value of his businesses. Donald Trump is not scheduled to testify yet, so doesn't have to be here, but he's seizing the opportunity.
This has to do with election interference, plain and simple. They're trying to damage me so that I don't do as well as I'm doing in the election.
Trump's appearances here drew far more media attention than any campaign rally would have and gave the former president a fresh opportunity to rile up his base and to fundraise. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The administration of President Joe Biden announced Wednesday it has waived 26 federal laws in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas to allow construction of a wall along the border with Mexico. The decision marks the administration's first use of a sweeping executive power employed often during the presidency of Donald Trump. The Department of Homeland Security says the construction of the wall is part of a busy Border Patrol sector seeing high illegal entry. Pakistan has ordered all illegal immigrants to leave voluntarily by the end of this month or face deportation. The new order primarily affects Afghans, many of whom fled their country after the Taliban took over in August 2021. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman reports.
1.73 million Afghans, according to Pakistani government data, living illegally in the country. Under a new government order, all illegal residents must leave voluntarily by November 1st. Though not a signatory to UN resolutions protecting refugee rights, Pakistan is home to over 4 million Afghans. Most arrived in the last four decades or were born to refugees in Pakistan and have paperwork legalizing their stay. But those who arrived after Taliban's 2021 takeover of Afghanistan largely lack permits. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
The United States has prevailed again at this year's gymnastics championship in Belgium, AP correspondent Gethin Kuba reports.
Led by Simone Biles, the U.S. women won a record seventh consecutive team title at the Gymnastics World Championships on Wednesday night. The American team of Biles, Shailese Jones, Sky Blakely, and Leanne Wong combined for a total of 167.729 points to edge Brazil and France. The U.S. team won by a margin of just 2.199 points. The U.S. women have won gold in the team event at every world championship that included a team competition since 2011. I'm Gethin Kuhlbach.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.